Hello, and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass and join us. I am your host today, Drew Current, and my guests with me today are...
Garrett Kelly.
And I'm Patrick Serrano.
That's right. Oh my God, we changed it fucking up now.
Whoa, changed it up.
We're changing it up tonight.
I have a whole bottle of wine.
He has a whole bottle of wine.
I brought the whole bottle. I'm ready. I'm ready.
So we're changing it up. Usually Patrick explains a movie to me that I haven't seen. We're changing it up because I watched the Netflix movie, Holiday Calendar. We're gonna try to explain it to Patrick.
That's crazy.
In half an hour.
Have they ever done like a not great movie about people switching roles? That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's called The Princess Switch.
Every with, single one.
It's a Netflix one.
It
this
is
year
a Netflix
with
one.
Vanessa Hutchins.
Yeah, they just did it.
I would love for you two dudes to watch that one. But I know a switching one or a twin one, Garrett, is really hard to explain on a podcast because it's like. Which one?
And then this person did this thing.
Right. This what we did a Candace Cameron Bray one, and it was really bad. Yeah. Poor Mary Walsh. She was like, "I'm never coming back on the podcast."
Oh. She's like, "I hate you."
Yeah.
And we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. And then she remodeled her house.
And then she remodeled her
house. She said it was delightful. My fault.
Yes. Here we go. You know what? We only got half an hour to do this. Okay. So we're gonna get right into it, Patrick. As you know, we're going to go through plot stuff.
Yes.
Garrett.
Absolutely.
You know, if I forget something, fucking.
I'll shut up.
Okay,
fair enough.
Wow, you're such a mean host.
I fucking hate.
You're supposed
hate,
to like make
I
your guest feel
this
welcome.
Guy. I hate yeah. this guy.
Oh, okay. Good to
no,
know.
No, I'm just kidding. I love this guy.
Because Garrett's on all the podcasts.
Yeah,
we're all sitting on each other's laps.
Yeah.
Too. Right.
I just
yeah.
want everyone to know that to paint the picture.
Yes.
Oh my God. Here we go. Her name.
Wait, what's the movie?
It's called The Holiday Calendar.
The Holiday Calendar. This is a Netflix original Christmas movie.
And this will come in later of like holiday. What does it mean? What does a holiday calendar mean?
What does it even mean?
Okay.
So we start with there's like pictures of people. They're getting their photographs.
Yes.
But it's from the camera angle. So it's like you're looking
the
at
lens.
The camera. You're yeah. the lens. We find our protagonist. What's her name again?
I didn't put that in the thing. Notes. She's from The Vampire Diaries. So.
Oh yeah.
But I believe her name is.
I'm pulling it. This is my job. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Kat is her actor name.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll call her Kat. So Kat is obviously it turns around. She's a photographer.
Abby. Abby is her character's name. But Kat Graham.
Abby is a photographer, and that's what she does, and she does it for like the.
She does like a Sears photo. If you ever remember, like picking your background, like it was always like, oh, I want the lasers, or I want just like this weird gray. So she's doing that for holiday pictures at like
the mall.
At the mall,
it's kind of a mall.
It's kind of
it's a department store, kind of. I don't know.
It's you only see the interior of this thing, so you don't see any other part of the place.
While she's doing that, so she gets done with the. Taking pictures of somebody and then she's just kind of like paying attention to her camera and like and someone else is coming in and is like, hey, so I want my picture done and how should I stand and da, da, da. And she's like, well, it's fine, do whatever you, and she looks up and it's Josh.
Now Josh, the fun thing about him, so she's from The Vampire Diaries. Josh is actually the kid of Sean Puffy Combs,
Quincy Brown,
but not biological. Yeah, Quincy Brown. So
oh yeah.
So his mom is married to P. Diddy.
He's cute.
Puff Daddy.
Oh yeah? I didn't know that.
He's
that's
like
cool.
Surfer bro.
He's a surfer bro. He's got the
he's got these two
weird cornrows that like go out.
He's like this on his this is IMDb. He looks like very Baywatchy.
And that's a beautiful photo. His whole hairstyle is like two cornrows in like a V pattern backwards. So
yeah. It's kind of weird, but you know, that's whatever. Fine. And you, she's like, Josh?
Josh, which we immediately think is like, you know, old rekindled love or things like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. High school
but
friend.
It is a high school best friend who is also a fellow photographer.
Yeah.
Oh.
He is also, and he's been traveling all over the world.
For 2 years.
For 2 years. Yeah.
Taking pictures of like gorillas.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jane Goodall?
No. Kind, like a, he's a like, travel blog guy.
He has like a travel blog kid photograph thing.
That's on brand for Netflix.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's just coming in and she's all surprised or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there was cut to, she's like, oh, I haven't seen you. Yay, Josh.
Come to my house.
Come to my house. We're having a Christmas jam tomorrow or whatever. A little party.
Is it Christmas already or?
No. It is. So this is like, it's like the 25 days of Christmas kind of thing.
Okay. Because so we get a good, this isn't like Hallmark where it's like 2 days.
No, you get it almost a month.
Well, yes and no. Say. Yeah. It's very, the time dilation of the whole thing is very trippy. So I think she's taking Christmas photos. So I think it's like right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They just put up stuff and they're taking photos for their Christmas cards to send out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So that's kind of where that's where we are.
Cool.
So it cuts to like her family or whatever. And all, so her family's having like a little dinner jam.
Mm-hmm. Wise old grandpa.
Wise old grandpa.
This guy.
And this is the other thing. And they don't even fucking, they don't talk about it. They don't mention it, which I love. Her mom is white. Her dad is black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her boss was Indian. But it all takes place in the smallest northern town in the world.
Like a Connecticut or something?
Exactly. There's like one church tower that like...
I don't know where, because they never say.
I was picturing like New York.
No, they pan out to like it being on a coast.
A small
something.
Coastal town with like one tall old church.
They never say where it is.
But it's also, you know, beautiful and diverse and great.
Well, great. I hope they're small towns like that, but I doubt it.
So grandpa's like, hey, I got this thing that your grandma wanted me to give you, your grandma who has passed away.
And grandpa's unnervingly skinny. I don't know if that threw you.
He's a skinny guy. I think he's just the actor. I love the actor, though. I forgot his name.
Ron, I can't say this second. Ron something Jones?
Yeah.
Ron Cephas?
Cephas Jones.
Cephas.
Thank
Ron
you.
Cephas Ron Cephas.
I'm illiterate.
He's awesome. Perfect as like an old wise black man.
He's great.
And so he gives her his you know dead wife's advent calendar.
Yeah, and it's this big old like house thing.
Right.
Did you grow up Catholic or anything like that?
I mean, I went to Catholic preschool.
Great.
So that.
So you probably still remember everything.
Yeah.
So
Noah's Ark. Noah's Adam Ark. And Eve.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Advent calendars are Jonah. Like four week things, and you get like a special treat on some of them, and especially on like the seventh day of each week. And it's usually like in like a wreath format, but this is like a full on like cuckoo clock house.
Yeah.
Dollhouse. It looks like it's at least 3 feet tall, right?
Yeah, it's a big old like, dollhouse yeah. basically. But
it's like
things.
13 going on 30.
Wait, is that were they? Do they switch roles in that one?
Well, Jennifer Garner becomes
kind of
a little
it's just big.
Yeah, exactly.
So she, a couple little things here though. She's like, Abby's not. She's not happy with her photography job. She wants to do more.
She wants more. She's aspiring during the holidays, as all females do.
So she,
according to TV movies.
Yeah, aspiring, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
So they have a thing. Josh comes over and he's like, hey, and everyone's like, hey, Josh, we know you. They love Josh.
We never see Josh's family or we see one friend. Like, honestly, it's like, I don't think Josh grew up here or maybe Josh, I don't know, was like a... orphan or
I
something?
I think you just assumed that it's like, oh, okay, sure.
But he wasn't staying with his family. He was staying with his friend, Fernando.
Yeah, Fernando.
Oh.
Our favorite character. My favorite character in the whole movie
Sounds
is Fernando.
Like my favorite character. Did he walk in and everyone sang Fernando?
Yeah, everyone sings the Fleetwood Mac song, Fernando. Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Wait,
What's a Fleetwood Mac one?
ABBA. Sorry.
I'm like, oh, I'm still like,
what's a Fleetwood Mac?
I meant ABBA.
I don't really know Fleetwood Mac that well. Yeah, I couldn't even pull a Fleetwood Mac song right now.
You probably could.
Like, you could. Landslide?
Oh, Landslide. You're right. Okay, good.
Everyone's done that. All right. So either way, we obviously have the setup of these two love each other, but they won't say it.
I mean, they just
feel like it.
Is the family like pushing them to be together?
I actually felt like they did a good job of her not like doing that. You know,
it seemed
he
like
loves,
they could be good friends.
You know, he loves her real hard. You can tell that. Mm-hmm. But she's just like, it's my best friend. He's in friend zone. He's in friend zone.
She's beautiful. She's got options.
Well, of course, she's got Graham,
big photographer.
So she gets the thing. She gets the
advent calendar.
Oh, and they have this little thing that he does with the where he pretends to take a picture of her. He's like, hey, Abby.
And she does a funny pose.
She does a weird pose.
And then it, like, captures her soul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right. I think that's
he does.
His
hope. He eats part of her soul.
Right, okay, good.
It's weird. This movie's weird. So he's she's driving him back somewhere. I don't know. I don't know why they get to
She drives him to Fernando's house, and in between, she points out this old empty space that she's like, gosh,
oh yeah,
one day I'm gonna have a studio there for my photography and other people's photography. Gosh, that'd be great. And then we go on later.
Yeah.
She's getting a Christmas tree. I don't know if you want to jump to this part.
Oh yeah, no, we can. I want to talk. I want to say something about her photography that's on her wall.
Oh yeah,
is just shadows of people.
It's all silhouettes.
Oh, okay.
The first one, it's like, that's a pretty cool picture, and then the other ones are like, it's like, this is the exact same thing.
Oh, this is just shadows of people's shadows.
That's weird. Does she love Peter Pan?
I know.
They talk the next half an hour is all about that.
Right. Yeah. Stick her shadow to her foot with soap. And, got it.
So next scene, Peter Pan comes into her. No.
Right. Yes.
So
that's a twist.
So he leaves or whatever after seeing all her photography.
She drops him off. Yeah. Right.
And she's like at her. She's at home, and she's in the kitchen or something, and she hears a bam. She's like, what the hell? And she goes in, and the advent calendar had been knocked over, Patrick. Been knocked over.
Okay. No one was magic. There. Maybe some magic, there. Okay?
Well, we'll see.
Got it.
Okay, so then she wakes up in the morning, in that advent calendar, there's a little weird door. There's several weird doors.
Oh, before she tries to open the doors.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
They're not opening. She's like, this thing's broken. Anyway.
And then a little door opens and out pops a little Christmas tree toy. Like something about an inch and a half tall, 2 inches.
Okay.
Toy.
And it's boots.
Oh, the boots are the first. That's right.
Yeah. So it's boots are the first one. So then there's she's working at this like Santa village.
Where you meet Santa, take a picture with him.
Right. Because she's a photographer. And, yep. You know, working for the man.
Working for the man.
Yeah.
Boring Santa photography.
Got it.
And
you notice the one character they didn't, you know, want to be more adventurous with casting with Santa. Classic old fat white.
I meant to tell you, Drew, because this is a Christmas episode, so all the movies have happened, but there was Black Santas this year on Lifetime. Just saying.
That's
there
great.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my God, a Black Santa.
Well, that's great.
So,
although I'll tell you, in this movie, like pretty much everyone in this movie
is a POC.
POC, yeah. Wow, almost great. Everyone. Like,
yeah.
It was a very diverse tiny little
except
town
Santa.
On the coast.
Yeah. Except
well, Santa's,
old people, actually.
Yeah, old people were just white. They're just like, old white people.
Sure.
I think that's what happens when you age.
You turn white.
You turn white.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm scared.
I don't know much about science, but...
that sounds right.
I'm not a big science guy, but like, I'm pretty sure that's what happens. So it's boots. This is the first one. That's important because... So after they're done doing all the...
Isn't it important because Garrett jumped right over to Christmas tree?
I think the tree is more important, but boots are important.
It is
because together.
Okay, got it.
Well, it's just all these little things. So they go to or she's at this cafe. Josh comes by and he's like, "Hi, I got you a gift," and she's like, "No, I didn't get you anything." Ah, and she he's like, she pulls out the gift. They're boots.
Boots.
Okay,
from their Italy. Boots. He got them from Italy when he was in
Milan.
Italy.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. And she's Italy, like, wait think, a minute.
Or no, that's Paris. No, wait, yeah. I don't know what town.
Milan is Italy.
Whatever, I'm not a geographer.
So that's crazy, right? Whoa, boots. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really notice. We'll skip to day two.
Yeah, day two is important.
By the way, we don't go 25 days.
Well, that's the other thing. So you go, the advent calendar, they set it up like, here's day one, here's day two, here's day three. And they're like, oh my God, we are an hour into this movie.
And then they're like, we need a montage.
It's like a Gone with the Wind length. You're like, good Lord.
You're just like, oh my God, this is a 4-hour movie.
Yeah, it's like when you start singing A Partridge in a Pear Tree, and then you're getting like, oh no, what did I do?
Yeah. Why have we done this to ourselves? Yeah.
So day two, little thing pops open, creak. I think she establishes that it opens at midnight on its own. The advent thing, yeah. It's a Christmas tree. Oh, here we go. Christmas tree is the toy. She's driving that night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then a dude in a tree car, has a Christmas tree on top of it, and it comes off of it. Boom, and she runs over it.
Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine.
Right. I'm like, well.
Yeah, no, everyone's
movie
fine.
Movie over. She died.
The Christmas tree is not fine.
The rest is just insurance claims.
The Christmas tree died. Yeah.
The Christmas tree died, sure.
But
so they exchange information, but the driver, and then they go on. No,
but driver, some sort of hunk.
He's a hunky man.
He has a weird voice, though. Did anyone else did you get bothered by his voice?
Yeah, he just.
Who's this? What's his name?
Ethan Peck. And no, that's not right. He's kind of like a really deep
Jimmy Stewart-y?
Marbles in his voice, though.
Yeah, he kind of talks.
This guy?
Yeah, that guy.
He looks handsome. He has a fat neck.
Yeah, he's got a big old neck.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't stop looking at.
I couldn't stop looking at his neck.
He's got a fat neck. Oh, look, he's an elf. He's an elf neck.
It's Spock. He is Vulcan there.
So. He's Vulcan.
Oh, okay. So he's a Christmas elf.
Stay in your lane, Patrick.
Sorry, yeah. That is so true. You are right.
Stay in your lane, Patrick. They have like some witty banter or whatever, and she's like, okay, well, here's my information or something. I don't know.
They traded information.
No, they don't trade information that.
Oh, no, yet. That's right.
So this is the other thing. So we go to day three. What's the toy? A nutcracker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a little confusing me. I just thought it was like, oh, just a little military guy. And I was like, I wonder how this is going to play. Yeah. If the army's coming in.
Big enough to crack a nut if it's so in that, the house, right?
Exactly.
That, okay, night, they go to, the whole family goes to Abby's niece's Christmas pageant.
Pageant thing.
I don't know what the fuck they were doing in that pageant. They didn't actually show the pageant. They just showed her like taking pictures of it. And it's just like random shots of kids being like, blah, 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 like nice. Dancing. You're like, what the fuck is happening? And after the pageant.
Be thankful. Some of these have a whole pageant thing where you have to watch the whole thing.
I was very glad.
Kids doing the nativity.
I was very glad that they did not show that whole thing.
Yeah.
No.
Then after the pageant, everyone's mingling around. And she sees the dude that she had the Christmas tree she ran over.
Okay.
Fat neck.
She's like, oh.
Fat neck.
And, you know, they're like, he's like the most eligible bachelor in the whole thing.
Is he a doctor?
He is a doctor.
Okay. Is he a lawyer? Is he a doctor?
That'll come in a second.
Is he a real estate man?
So he goes, he's there. She's like, what are you doing here? He's like, well, my daughter's here. And she runs up and she is in. What a nutcracker costume. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Where's the mom?
Not around.
Not around. Do we know what happened?
Dead or dead divorced?
Oh, no, divorced. No.
Dead's cleaner.
I don't think
we don't
say
see
it.
Her.
We like dead in these type of
yeah,
movies.
She's yeah, she's gone. She well, dead. I mean, that makes him hotter.
She did.
Right, because then he's a widower.
Yeah, or maybe a murderer, which adds a little spice.
Anything ending in er, I'm good with that.
Either way, so the next day, the advent calendar opens one more time. We see a candy cane.
Candy cane.
And at the big Santa photo display, there's a ton of candy canes. And things go wrong. A kid's being a jerk. Either way, the candy canes do a domino effect drop thing.
A kid kicks Santa in his chin,
Whoa.
And he should be killed.
Right.
That kid should be go to death.
Pushes someone out of the way?
Yeah, she like saves someone from getting hit with this like giant candy cane that's coming down.
But she gets hit, and lo and behold, she has to go to the doctor.
The doctor, and who is the doctor? It's that guy.
It's Fat Neck.
Fat Neck.
So later that night, after she goes, she Josh is coming over just hang out, and she's like, she finally tells him, like, I think this calendar is fucky. Like, magic fucky.
Right. And like, I mean, obviously, where are all these toys coming from?
So she explains all the stuff, and he's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, it happens at midnight, right? Well, I'll just hang out with you until it does. No, they fall asleep on the couch.
They can't stay up till midnight?
No. I don't know. But I'm gonna make one more quick interjection about that doctor visit. She goes there, and he doesn't even, like, really check her out as a doctor would. He gives her his number.
Oh, my kind of doctor.
I'm asking you out for a date. And he goes, it looks like you're fine. Code.
It was very smooth.
He's like, let me check your temperature. Right?
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's nothing that that some Advil and a drink can't help. And she's like, you can prescribe.
Can you prescribe a
drink? Can you prescribe a drink? He's like, no, I'm asking you out. Oh, wow. Weird. Okay, on a prescription.
And it's legible. Wow. Who am I?
Are you sure you're a doctor?
Oh, whoa.
This is like verbatim lines.
Yeah, why we were saying them at the same time.
Yes. All right. I love it. Yes. So, that is all correct.
So, yeah.
We're
so
Josh, day four.
We're a day. Yeah. So we're just at day four. Day
10
five,
more minutes.
Though.
You have 10 right? more minutes.
I have 10 more minutes. So, day five, they're ice skates. They go on an ice skate date. Next, day six, it was a reindeer, and they go on a horse pull.
Trolley, like a horse pull-drawn carriage thing, and he's got fake reindeer. Honestly, and she's going on all these dates with this guy.
Yeah,
like date after date after date.
And it kind of skips around. It doesn't show everything, but like it goes to day nine, and they're carolers, and they're on a date, and carolers come.
They do kiss.
Yes, they kiss on the first fucking date.
Whoa. Yeah, which is fine.
No.
It wasn't, but it wasn't. But it wasn't like.
Are they getting married? Then they cannot kiss.
This is Netflix, though.
Netflix has no values.
And I didn't click kids. I clicked Garrett was watching. So maybe in the kids version.
The kids version.
Maybe they don't kiss.
So it skips to day 14. It's a wreath. She gets a gift from him. That's a giant wreath. And she's at this point, like all these, I'm assuming all the things that she gets in there, she's getting a gift of that thing.
She's making out
she
like
has
a bandit
tons of gifts
this whole thing
okay. on her table at day 14.
Wonderful. I want to be Cat Graham.
The pivotal moment though comes when, so she had already had plans with Fernando and her friend. Oh my God, what's the
Josh.
Name? Josh.
Yeah.
Josh Puff Diddy. So Josh and Fernando and her were going to watch The Christmas Story at 5 p.m. was their showing, which is weird. And
like
so,
it was playing in the theater.
Whoa. Yeah.
And
okay.
she's like, I have a date with Ethan
with
Peck.
Ty.
Fatneck.
Ty was his name.
With Fatneck, but I can't. Okay, the date's at 3, so I'll be there in time. And the date was going to a homeless shelter or like a food kitchen to help out.
That's a good date.
I disagree.
It's helping people around the holidays.
Yep.
Exactly, and that's how he played it. And like every line he was saying was like, you know, people don't realize how good it is to give back, how good it for you.
And I just like to bring my daughter here sometimes, and I'm just the best human being alive, and I'm a doctor.
This happens in every Hallmark movie, so I'm not surprised by this.
Right. But we notice that that's a false flag because she goes and she's serving some two older white gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And
good. I'm glad they weren't black at the.
No, I'm just
pantry.
Saying when you get older.
When you get older, you
well,
become homeless.
Well,
because
in a Hallmark movie, all the people in the food pantry place would be like black people.
That's right, true. Right. Yep. That was actually a pretty good decision.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Good job, Netflix.
No, that was great.
They made a lot of good choices with casting.
Yeah. So, that day she had gotten the three wise men.
Exactly.
By the way,
and these the two older gentlemen are like, hey, why are you here? And she's like, I'm actually on a date with that guy. And they were like, oh, he brings all his dates here.
No.
He's like fake nice.
Ew.
He doesn't even talk to us. And she's like, oh, that's odd. Oh.
Weird. So you can tell, like, she's kind of, and earlier that day, she had talked to her grandpa about her feeling kind of overwhelmed with all this, like, she's like, we haven't really actually had a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like at this point, it's making fun of. It's like it starts as a Hallmark,
right? I'm like, this,
and it is now starting
this
to be like,
storyline
okay.
with the doctor is a Hallmark movie.
Yep,
within
exactly.
the movie,
right?
Exactly,
and yep.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah, and then they have a good twist at the end.
Okay,
Yeah, so
5 minutes.
Yeah, so he bring. So we'll skip ahead to she brings him to her apartment, which is gorgeous for someone who just takes pictures at a department
store.
It's a
beautiful
loft. She's doing
loft.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh. And I don't know the housing prices in this town. But she shows him the advent calendar. She's like, I think it might be magic. And
and the doctor's like, that's crazy. You're fucking nuts.
Stupid. You
kidding
me? Don't think that. You're
magic
an adult.
Magic isn't real and you're an adult.
You know.
And she's like, I'll break up with you.
And then they break up over that.
Is it like a cry breakup or like, we're just done?
Yeah. It's like we're done. See ya.
How dare you?
Get out of here.
I don't even like you. I don't even know why we talk. Like, you just buy me things. Get out of here.
Oh, good. She told him what's what.
Yeah. So he fucking leaves. He's like, all right. And then there's a little montage. Like, it's like day 20, day blah, 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 day blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she's just like eating fucking Cheetos and shit and ice cream.
Oh, a sad montage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a little sad montage. Then her sister's like, no, fucking get your shit together, girl.
Mm-hmm. I love when you do that.
I need your photos. We're doing this auction thing for the school or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, PTA mm-hmm. bullshit.
Sure. Gotta have an auction.
And she's in the meantime, she's been trying to call Josh because they got, oh wait, that was the other thing.
She didn't show up to the movie. She was too late.
She skipped the movie to go to the doctor.
And exactly.
But then something happened with her photos. Like he accidentally deleted her photos or something. They got in a fight or whatever. Right. This was earlier.
Okay. So yeah, a real quick tangent. One, she missed the movie because she didn't fucking check her watch or her phone once at the food shelter. I'm like, you're a bad person. This isn't on your date.
No, she looked at it. She looked at the clock. She's like,
okay. Garrett, when you're on the floor, you cannot bring your phone. You are there to work and engage with the customers, the patrons, okay? You cannot be on your phone.
That's true. But she could have texted something. I don't know. I felt bad for the friends. But and then at some point,
I was totally on the friend side.
At some point, there is a mayor's Christmas tree lighting. And
gotta have a Christmas tree lighting.
She was the real photographer, like called in sick, so this was her big break.
Yeah.
The amount of photographers in this small town that are employed is insane. And
the economy is driven only
on photography in this town.
It's only photography.
Christmas trees never photograph well.
No, but she takes all the photos and the mayor's like, hey, I really like your work. I might invest in you sometime, basically.
Okay,
The mayor is never named. She's always called mayor.
It's a lady mayor.
Oh, no, it's a lady mayor. It's a lady. It is
a lady Hispanic mayor?
It's a Hispanic, yeah, or a Latinx.
Latinx, yeah. That's right, true.
It's a Latinx mayor. And it was like Santiago or something like. I mean, it was like Mayor Santiago.
She always calls her mayor after that, I think.
Well, no, she said like her whole mayor the first time.
Mayor Patricia Martinez.
That's it.
Mayor Martinez.
So this is her big break.
So she's the mayor's gonna
invest in her as a photographer.
Good. Boom.
But the guy accidentally erases her. Josh accidentally erases her card, or
stupid
maybe
Josh.
Something was screwed up with it. I didn't know if it was totally his fault.
I don't know. But he was like, "Fuck, sorry, it's my fault."
Did P. Diddy come out and he's like, "Bad, bad, bad, bad boys."
Yeah.
They make me feel so good.
It did.
You know you can feel so good.
It happened.
And then the rest of it was a music video to Shake Your Tail Feather.
Right.
And that was it.
No, but Josh feels bad and he leaves town, or that's what we're expected to think.
Right.
And she's sad because one, she broke up with her boyfriend. Two, Josh is gone because she was a jerk.
Right.
So that's all happening. There's a lot of there's a lot of other like things that happen, but we don't have time. There's a lot of
Joe. It's okay. I skip a lot of things in my synopsis.
Yeah.
You would never know.
I would never know. Just the last one, the 25th one,
yes,
is a snowflake, but it looks like some weird symbol that I don't. It looks like an alien symbol,
right?
So she's been trying to get. She's trying to get a hold of Josh, and finally she gets a hold of him. And
the back of the advent calendar falls off. So it's like, oh my gosh, it had a false back the whole time.
Whoa.
And she finds out that it was Josh putting all of those fake toys in and set the schedule.
I think so.
Right. That's what I took from it.
I actually didn't take that
from
it. I thought
we have a discrepancy.
Yeah. So it was very confusing.
That would be romantic.
It was, go ahead. I know he put the false back on there, But right. I don't know how it fucking opened up.
We had a little. There was a little handle at the doorway on the back end.
Oh, was there?
But I don't know how he timed it or had the electricity to open the thing at the time.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But either way, this proves happening. That Ty was right. It wasn't magic. Magic doesn't exist. And that she was the real jerk, and he was just trying to educate her.
It has a message on it. It says, like, Christmas night or Christmas night, Eve. 8 p.m.
Eve.
Yeah, night. At this address.
Christmas, 8 p.m. is all it says.
Fine. If it said Christmas night, at put a cork in it.
Yeah. at this address,
okay, 8 yes. p.m.
She goes to that address, and that is the fucking what do you?
That's the studio. That's the studio she wanted to be. That one beginning day.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he shows up, and he's like, "I love you." She's like, "I love you too. I've fucking loved you for a long time." And you're like, "Yeah, I believe that. I can believe that. We've mm-hmm. been friends for a long time." And
right,
and she's like, and he's like, "Let's start a studio together." And she's like, "I can't afford the rent on this. Even together, we can't."
He's like, "I bought it.
I bought it."
Bitch, I bought it.
With my money.
So here's the big deus ex machina. Yeah. His travel blog, he was a famous travel influencer, like an Instagram guy.
Throughout the whole thing, though, he always says, like, you never read my blog.
You never read my
She's
blog.
She's like, it's a lot.
So he has
for two fucking years. I'm not going to read your fucking blog, dude.
He's selling skinny tea on Instagram. Yeah. Okay, right. I get it. Okay,
and
he's this like is, an influencer.
This is the guy. Yep. And it's a nice building, and he bought it. And so in that nice town, we have to assume it's around 500 grand because it's commercial. At least.
Easy
500 grand.
Easy
5 hundo.
Uh-huh.
He made that much money from being an Because he has no family.
Just straight right. blogging.
Just straight
and
blogging for 2 years.
Hey, guys, I've made $6 on my blog. Okay. So, you know, it can happen. It can happen to you, too.
Gosh.
I've made $5 on the entire Universe Head Podcast Network. So it could happen, guys.
There you go.
It could happen.
Okay. And they kiss, and that's the end?
Yeah, they kiss. And then it kind of goes off and, like, it goes like 1 year later, and they're having a party at that studio. And they say, we're going to make an announcement. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they didn't say we're getting married or having a baby or anything. So there was kind of some tongue-in-cheek stuff against Hallmark Lifetime films here.
Good.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, as you know, on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. What are you going to do this film blindly?
I think... I loved how you guys explained it, and that's really helpful mm-hmm. because, you know, I need to know these things. But I like that Netflix is, like, self-aware of Hallmark and, like, Lifetime-y tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it they're, like, kind of, like, being like, we're better. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
We can do anything.
That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And I love Cat Graham. So I think I probably would have liked this movie. And I didn't know P. Diddy's son was in it. So, you know, that... Yeah. That in itself, I mean, he has so many sons. So
yeah.
The fact that one of them was in it.
At least one of them.
He was maybe the worst actor in it, though.
He was okay. He wasn't bad. Fernando was my bad. I wish we
Fernando
had more time
great.
To talk about Fernando.
Yeah.
He was
more
my
Fernando.
Favorite.
I love Fernando.
He was the comedy.
Just for the name alone.
And he had like legit, there were some legit funny things that came out of
Wonderful.
Fernando.
Wonderful. Yep. Well, then, yeah, I think I'll pour it up for that.
Boom.
And diversity.
So, sure. Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I pour it up for the choices they made and the risks they took.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad the stereotypical guy became the villain, and they at the end of it they're like magic's not real, which is usually
yeah that's the crazy
complete opposite of all these films.
I disagree.
Drew chooses to believe.
Well, no, I disagree that it was. I think they maintained that it was magic. I still think that. Maybe I need to watch it again.
I think to watch the end because the grandpa was like, was in cahoots
with Josh
the whole time.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I pour the fuck up.
Okay.
I love this shit. Like, this is like all the nods to like, yep, this is a Hallmark part, but we're going to fuck that up a little bit and make it like a kind of a little more real thing. And just all the POC, man.
So great.
Hey, it's not that hard to get them in your movie.
And it's not hard,
you know?
And you don't have to say anything about it. You just,
right.
There was not one fucking word said about any anyone's
tamales didn't come up.
Nope, there's no tamales. No, okay, like
no. They only ate cookies. That was the only food in the entire.
The only
movie,
food was cookies,
literally throughout.
Okay. And everyone eats cookies.
And
that is a that is nothing.
Everyone
to do
loves
with
cookies.
Race.
Yeah. But Garrett in Hallmark, if they ever have someone of color, they like talk about like ethnic food. So great. Yeah, they're like, oh, you're for Japan. Do you like sushi? Oh, great.
Great.
It's Christmas sushi roll.
Christmas sushi.
You're like, oh my God, Hallmark, relax.
There's a new Hallmark movie coming out called A Christmas Sushi.
No, that's not.
There is. Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing wrapped that. They're doing it.
Wrapped in
But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, you it's know? Christmas time. This Christmas is Christmas time. Episode, so Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry hey, Christmas. Merry Christmas. You normally, you know, Patrick does the outro.
I do.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it now. And I'm just going to say, like, hey, guys, thanks for being on here. This is a little bonus, a little bonus episode.
Yes.
But you, go, you know, make sure and go to lifetimeuncorked.com and subscribe. And, oh, and put 100. We were trying for 100.
I hope we have the reviews by now.
Yeah, 100 reviews. I hope by now we have them.
We have them. They're there.
They're there.
100 for the holidays.
We'll just assume double they're
it.
There. Double it. 200.
200.
Christmas and wish. I think that's it. Okay.
Sing the song.
Oh yeah, so it's just gonna be a little jing jing jingling a ding ding dingling ding.
Yeah, love
come
this song.
Come on and jingling a dangling ding ding a langling ding.
Yeah, woo.
Giddy up, hitting blubbly doo and giggly da. Papa.
That's all I want for Christmas is Drew doing this forever. Please loop that.
Okay, bye.
Merry Christmas.